One More Turn. Episode 1213, When Making Plans.
What have we missed? Avery messaged me. I told Max.
What? You texted me, Garrison, and then yes, I messaged her. I wanted her to adopt Jake, for crying out loud, and I certainly expected Max would come after she told him.
Crying out loud is something babies do. A lot.
Really, all of you, I appreciate your concern. Why don't you talk amongst yourselves for a bit while I lay down for a nap? I want no need for this headache to go away.
Again? Or still, Reese? You've been complaining about one these last few weeks as we've swapped shifts sitting with Hudson.
Based on Garrison's other text to me, he's not been concerned how Reese is feeling.
Max has been doing more than sitting with Hudson. He's been reading to him.
What for? Garibaldi is a child, and I don't read to him anymore. And Hudson's an adult.
Why wouldn't you read to him, Garrison? Either of them.
Even I read to Miles. Well, read, yes. Carson got custody of him in our divorce, and I only have him every other weekend. He is our kid, so don't look surprised.
I suppose Nora texted you to come here in turn, Bella?
Max told me and did so in person because, speaking of turns, we are gaming together now. We're live streaming it too, so Barry, Kingston, and Carson have competition that's local as well as global.
You're kidding.
That's what I thought at first, but it's been said that fact is stranger than fiction.
That probably applies to more of our lives than any of us truly realize.
So it's true. Well, from what I've seen and heard, I'm surprised it took this long.
You thought Bella was kidding because if it was going to happen, it would have already?
Correct. Like Gary and Evelyn still being married.
You're still hung up on her letting you go, aren't you?
Hung? No, Caleb.
Okay, Reese, if you need to lie down, go ahead. One of us will check on you in a bit. Has anyone spoken to Hudson's doctors about how he's doing? Or not?
They only talked to his emergency contact, Avery, and she just walked out.
I didn't manage to convince a nurse to confirm that Carson hasn't visited.
Interesting. I got the same confirmation about Dominic.
I have also learned that Barry or Kingston haven't been by. As of yesterday, anyway.
Of those four, those two in particular had better keep steering clear of him.
Elle must be getting frosty, because that just sounded like you defending Hudson.
Not him specifically, but anyone who was put into a coma by being assaulted should not be subjected to their assailant, or that assailant's accomplice, being in their vicinity.
Why isn't security posted outside Hudson's door, in case any of them try?
Thanks, Johnny Come Lately. I asked Reese about that weeks ago. She said Hudson wouldn't have wanted it, so she told hospital staff not to bother.
That idiom sounds like something you learned in school. I don't think he would approve.
Okay, if hell wasn't frosty before, it is now. What's gotten into you, Nora?
It better not be your visiting himself, dear, or the underworld will freeze over fully.
I'm not certain any of you have thought out what you're saying. I'm not that powerful. Crepes, was that Reese's phone?
Well, I don't know about anybody else, but I just peed a little.
Same.
She must have turned her notification sound up to maximum.
Makes sense in case someone from the hospital reaches out to her.
Was it the hospital? I'd like to know who I should be mad at for startling me.
Technically, that's on Reese. The hospital doesn't control her phone's volume. Delivery notice from Rebo. The food's here.
At long last, this can finally be a dinner party.
Without our host?
We've got use of her house, so yes?
Maybe I can have Chinese food again without the indigestion.
First your bladder, now your stomach. Welcome to old.
I will hit you. Oh, too soon?
I'll find the plates.
So you're going to clean them afterwards? That would be a first.
I rinse, you load, the twins unload.
Reese doesn't have a dishwashing machine.
How else are they going to get clean? Now I hear how that sounds.
Avery, a moment of your time? Reese has been leaning heavily on you in the weeks since Hudson was assaulted.
You were assaulted too?
Not like that. I was discharged the same day. What I'm saying is if you need to take a step back, I'll step up. She can come to my house. Garibaldi will keep her busy.
Is this a backhanded way of getting Reese to babysit for you? For free?
Did you know a key to being rich is not spending any money? Don't tell anyone.
I'm okay. Hey, I'm very convicted about what happened to Hudson, but how it's affecting Reese is helping me focus, direct my energies. I agreed to a closed adoption for Jake, so I only get updates if his parents decide to send them. I'm not tempted to ask because, well, I don't even know who they are.
I know how that played out was Max's idea, but you're the one who has to live with it. I don't think he or anyone else we know would tell you, but I will. I'm proud of you.
I don't think I'd believe any of the others were being sincere if they said that to me, but from you I'm taking it as such. Thank you. Now, let's eat. Those chicken balls are mine.
Oh, sweet succulent spare ribs. My headache's gone again. I'm actually hungry now. I wonder if our food's finally arrived. I really do want this evening to go well. To thank my friends for being here for me when I need my family the most. I guess that makes them my family now. Wait. This isn't my bedroom. What god-awful all-white decor. How did I get here? Where is here? No, it can't be. You're in the hospital and...
Sleep now, Reese. You have an eternity for it, and my parents can speak to that.
One More Turn. Written and created by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Edited by Dark Cloud. Directed and produced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Characters in order of appearance. Nora voiced by Heather Pawprint 42 Motes. Avery voiced by Jennifer Lund. Max voiced by Dark Cloud. Garrison voiced by Steve Warning U2 Warner. Bella voiced by Annalie Cartamandua Barney. Reese voiced by Alia Kalina Rades. Hudson, voiced by Daniel Dan Q. Quick. Sounds courtesy of freesound.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod. Voiceover by Sedwick. Visit the One More Turn website at onemoreturn.net. Copyright Civilized Communication at civcom.net. One More Turn, Season 12.